father has lowered his head and does not look so hopeful anymore. I agree, daughter. It is not going to be easy to find help for you. But surely, there is nothing more you owe anyone. Yes, father. I have found it difficult enough to bear all that I owed before, but my biggest debt has not yet come. That is why I had to come to you for advice. I cannot understand how you could owe still more, father will say. Oh, yes, I will reply, and then I will tell him all about this. I just cannot believe the academy, father will say, but looking at me and seeing my face, he will know it is all true. And then every wrinkle in his face will tremble and tears will come into his eyes. What am I to say to those who put my name up for the prize and to those who have made the decision? Think, father. It is not only honor and money they are bestowing on me. They have shown that they have trust enough in me to single me out before the whole world. How shall I repay this debt? Father will sit, and still no words will come as he thinks. Then, drying tears of joy from his eyes, he will bang down his fist on the arm of the rocking chair and say, I will not rack my brains about problems that no one in heaven or on earth can solve. I am too happy that you have been giving the Nobel Prize to worry about anything. Your Majesties, Your Royal Highnesses, ladies and gentlemen, having received no better answer than this to all my questions, it only remains to me to ask you to join me in the toast which I have the honor to propose to the Swedish Academy.